October 12th. Written by non-existent wench. Read by nonplussed. Fandom, Dracula, Bram Stoker. Relationship, Mina Murray Harker, Lucy Westenra. Tagged, major character death. Lucy, I wrote that you were sleepwalking. It was the first time since I started to cultivate this information that I knowingly offended against the bright altar of the truth, and it will be the last, though perhaps not, God help me, solely thanks to my great integrity as a lady journalist. I always held it that the mind should suffice in communing with our Lord, but my mind is no longer fully my own most of the time, and so I will make confession to you, who were once my confidant. I remember our secret night stroll at the graveyard, how we ran like girls caught in mischief, how the skirt of your nightgown fluttered like a cloud above the gravestones. I remember how dreamily you read out that poor suicide's epitaph, how gaily you said, "Mina, you will frown, but sometimes it is better to lose a mother than have her. Can you imagine that? The shame so great you could die of it?" I didn't frown, because you were smiling. I remember your lips on mine, and how I trembled and pulled away and deserted you, and how you fell in the hands of the enemy. Oh, by what right did I make myself the scandalized damsel when it had been me who had soiled your pure world with gruesome stories, dragged you by birthright an angel out of the safety of your home to come to know the ugliness of the world outside, the horrifying magnetism of the dead. But what's done is done. My cowardice has spread into a sea of lies. The parts we are to play are fixed forever. Fate has made you the fallen lover of the night, and I the persecuted innocent. I wrote, for the benefit of your concerned friends, that you sleepwalked out alone, and I found you too late. In the eyes of most lady readers, I reckon that makes us both innocents, though it shows myself closer to deserving the name of heroine than I truly am. But who knows, in the eyes of men, what sins they will attribute to a simple flutter of the unconscious. I told myself I spared us both, but perhaps such a thing was always impossible. Lucy, I leave England today, and bring with me the compendium which I have assembled with the best intention of avenging your suffering, containing no lie but this one. Perhaps I will die soon. Perhaps I will be turned into a thing worse than death, and as animal selfishness takes over my soul, I will find myself wishing you had not received eternal peace, that I would find you on the other side of sleep, ready to haunt the night together once more, for I will not enjoy daylight with Jonathan. But until then, I am at a state where I am no longer responsible for the truth to anyone but myself, and so I will try to atone for my crime against it in contrapasso. I have placed this letter in the compendium on today's date. Until my body is burned and the journal with it, our story will lie among the rest of the knowledge I've gathered, with the rest of our silliness and the rest of our love in the same ink and paper. Just as true, and just as innocent, and with just as much right to be there. Adieu, your faithless Mina.